Right now I'm interviewing my dad, and I'm interviewing him about when about me when I became a wrestling fan and a fan of hard rock music. So dad, my first question is when did you know could you explain when you noticed me becoming a fan of these two things?
Well, the wrestling happened about when you're around 6 or 7, if I can recall properly, correctly. And it was interesting because you were fascinated by violent acts in wrestling, how people could be hit across the head with a chair, and how someone could have their head slammed into a mat or a steel cage, and some of the characters within the wrestling entertainment business really captured your imagination, and you were a fan. You were excited about it, and we went to a couple of different wrestling shows, which you were really animated and excited about. So, you've always liked all kinds of music, but the rock was really heavy. I want to say around 2009, 2008, 2009. You went through different phases with all music, but the hard rock, I just remember being on a cruise, and I think that was in 2009. And I remember you constantly, as we were on a cruise, asking about different rock groups and telling me about different individuals. That's my earliest recollection, but it may have been even.
Has there been any change in my behavior once I became a fan of these things? Could you sense a change in my
I
behavior?
didn't see it since a change. They were great things that motivated you. They were so great sources of motivation. I remember surprising you with wrestling tickets on your birthday. When, we'd even tell you where we were going, and we drove all the way out to Reading. We got you all the way to the stadium, and then there we were at the wrestling match. So, the music, it's never changed your behavior. Sometimes you may have invested in music a little bit more than we would have liked. Compared to maybe some other things that you need to get done, rather be housework or occasionally schoolwork. But there was no drastic change in your behavior. But it certainly were two things that you invested a great deal of time in, and you enjoy, and it was obvious and clear.
What about my thought process? Have I been becoming to adopt different views or defend things I wouldn't normally defend? Have there been any verbal or mental effect that you've seen it have?
No, you are always, since I've known you, always been willing to understand the other perspective. Even if the viewpoint of someone who's a entertainer, rock star, hip hop star, if there is a criticism in the public, or if there's a personal criticism that I might have, you are always willing to offer a perspective that's contrary to the criticism. And so, that's just typical Ali Driggers. That's what you do. You don't necessarily, particularly when it comes to wrestlers and rock artists and hip hop artists, you definitely will make sure that the other perspective, the other viewpoint, is brought to the floor. And that's really important to you.
I also remember you having problems with a little with some of the rock bands I either listened to, wanted to listen to, or read about. Could you explain what some of your problems were with them?
So, well, some of them, particularly in the magazines, when I was coming up. The magazines didn't have, well, probably in the later years, but you know, they had magazines like Ride On and Jet, and it didn't have profanity. It didn't have this profanity. And many of the rock and hip hop magazines had a great deal of profanity, or they were advancing values that I thought were inappropriate for you at your age. And so when we would, you've always loved books and reading of all kinds of material, music, you name it, the number, you've always had diverse reading interests. So when you would find these various magazines and even some of the wrestling magazines, some of these writers were a little bit too realistic, and they were quoting people having adult conversations. And so I thought those adult conversations were a little bit too mature and advanced for 13 or 12 or 11-year-old. So those are my issues.
I remember you thinking that some of it, that you feeling some of it was satanic and devil worshipping.
Yeah, like that heavy metal stuff that you were getting into, I thought were some of the lyrics that I had heard or were familiar with, or at least in my very surface understanding of much of that music, that it was promoting a message that was contrary to some of my religious beliefs and faith traditions. So I opposed it.
Any specific memories you involve, you remember with me involving one of these things that you remember?
Yeah, I remember you screaming at CM Punk when he was a bad guy. I remember you yelling in the crowd. You were really invested in that. You know, and they do a great job of entertaining you. You know, they do a great job of creating villains and good guys and making the crowd, which is 99% of them, clearly make a decision as to who they were going to support emotionally. And it was always the good guys, but the bad guys were real good characters. So you were yelling and screaming and calling people, you know, names and insulting their manhood, and you were pretty tough on these guys. So
And how much was I trying to get those DVDs and
yeah, you
those
were
DVDs?
right into DVDs, and you know, you had a lot of them. I remember we flew on vacation to San Francisco, and we bought you two wrestling DVDs. And San Francisco is a 5-hour flight, like 5 hours and 20 minutes. And from the moment the pilot allowed us to use electronic devices, you were on it watching like two different wrestling DVDs to the time that we landed. You did that to San Francisco and coming back. And you were watching them when we were in the hotel a lot. So you were very much invested in those DVDs. And you had quite a few of them too. So you knew the characters and the history, and you know, you were not a casual wrestling fan. You invested in knowing the history of the characters and characters that were similar to characters that you liked that were, you know, early wrestlers, and that would extend back to the 90s and the 80s. And so you were really into it. You were not, it was not a casual or passing interest.
Back in sixth grade, that's when I ended up turning to the rock and metal because I heard the wrestlers having those theme songs. Did you? And so, what were the very first small signs that you noticed that I was really getting into this music? What were like the smallest signs?
You indicating it because you were come and talk to me about it. And I don't know if that was a small sign, but it was an obvious sign. You know, you would talk about it obsessively. You know, you would talk about it again and 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 again. So that was clear about your interest. Anytime we went to a store or anything that were remotely, or got in the car, you want to listen to certain radio stations, or want to explain what a song really meant or what the guy really meant, or no, they're not evil, or no, they're not this. You're an advocate. Whatever you get into that gets your interest, you research it and you become a strong advocate of it.
Also, do you also how do you think mom and grandma felt about that music?
I didn't like it. I'm sure they didn't like it.
And do you think it's for the same reasons that you didn't like?
Right.
And how did they feel about about me being a wrestling fan? How did
I
they?
think they was glad that you got enjoyment out of it, long as they didn't go over the top with you. But I think they really thought that that was a nice way of you entertaining yourself.
When I was listening to metal, did I like completely take out hip hop from what you've seen? Have I like
You were into metal. It wasn't, hip hop didn't really compete with it as much at that time. You were pretty much into it. But you didn't eliminate it. You didn't eliminate other genres of music, but you were pretty much focused on metal at that time. I don't know if it's, if they're, some of the characters probably are designed at being good role models. Wrestling was, in its very simplistic form, good versus evil. And they had characters that were bad. They were rule breakers. They would, scratch your eyes, hit you with a foreign object, as they call it, smash you over your chair, break the rules, be abusive to the referees, rude to the audience, the television audience, as well as the people who were present in the arena. They were real nasty and arrogant, and they did a good job of whipping people's emotions to dislike the character. And then the good guy was overly good. He obeyed the rules, fought nothing but bad guys. It was funny how the bad guys never fought a bad guy. You never had two bad guys really fighting much, or two good guys fighting. You just kind of always had good versus evil, and that was the matchup. And so I don't know if it was meant to necessarily have role. I think it was meant to just entertain, and I think it did that. Maybe Hulk Hogan back in the day was a good role model, though.
Did you ever think that it was too? Did you ever think that it got too violent with did you ever think that it was too violent and I got too obsessed with the violence when I talked when
You
about
were
the blood
obsessed with the
matches?
violence back then. You didn't go overboard. You would talk about smashing a guy's head in. You're wrestling with a chair or something crazy, getting a jackhammer and drilling a hole in his hand or something crazy. I don't know. Maybe not that, but you would use your imagination too. As much as the writers of those scripts, theatrical athletics that are being displayed, as much as those people, as creative as they are in their writing and showcasing of that stuff, you were just as creative in your imagination of what you could do if you were a wrestler or a manager or something like that.
So that is my podcast. Hopefully you learned a lot about me and a lot about my interest for rock and wrestling at the time. Thanks for listening.